Boss Ladies. I hope that you're doing really well and that you're getting ready for a wind down in your week or possibly even your weekend. And I know that as much as I try and put as much positive energy as possible out into the world, that sometimes things don't go the way that we wanted them to. And that some of you might be going through a tough time right now. You know, we've all got our moments. So I wanted to chat to you today about going through a tough time, specifically like an emotional tough time, you know, like going through a breakup or going through a big disappointment, not having gotten a job that you wanted, or maybe you got laid off, you know, and just really dealing with specifically that heartache. And I think that heartache that comes from interpersonal relationships, right? So I've got three things that I'd really like to share with you around dealing with a tough time emotionally. So last night I went out with a friend of mine, an absolutely amazing friend who's very successful and just always, you know, positive and upbeat and always doing great. And this friend had gotten divorced a while ago, and they'd met, you know, like they were married for like 20 years, right? And they'd met someone new and started seeing this person. And this is really the first person that they opened up their heart to again after 20 years of marriage, right? And this person was not very nice to them. And my friend is pretty cut up about this. And I mean, I completely get that. I really, really do. And my friend was apologizing like through the tears the whole time about, you know, I'm really taking this so badly and I should do so much better. And there's people out there that are going through much worse things than me. What's wrong with me? And I had to keep on saying to my friend to just please stop. And my message to you is the same as my message last night was. When you're going through a tough time, specifically in terms of relationships and heartbreak and relationships ending, I think one of the first things that we need to stop doing, all of us globally, is we need to stop comparing our trauma. Whatever is unacceptable for you, you know, or even if you're the one who walks away from the relationship because I'm doing something that's not acceptable to you, whatever is unacceptable to you is unacceptable. You know, just because the person next to you could stay in an abusive marriage for 20 years or whatever it is, doesn't make it okay. If it's not okay with you, it's not okay. So stop comparing your trauma and trying to diminish your own feelings and being, you know, your heartbreak is your heartbreak. And it feels different to mine, and it is different to mine, but it's yours and it's very real to you. And you don't need to try and downplay it or compare it to someone else's trauma and think, oh, well, you know, at least I suppose I haven't got it as bad as they do. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I'd like to invite you to do if you're going through a tough time is to forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know. You know, I speak to so many people whose relationships have ended, and then there's usually some version of, I should have known better, I should have seen, you know, come to think of it, 2 years ago already, this and this and this started happening. And yes, that's true. There are usually signs along the way, right? But sometimes we can't see them, and sometimes we just don't want to see them. We're not ready emotionally, and that's okay. So forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know. And the third thing that I'd like to invite you to do after this conversation with my friend last night around, I just need to, you know, not fall so hard and I need to protect myself better and maybe I should just like be hooking up with people and not be looking for love, is please stop doing that. Please don't stop being who you are just because the world out there is cruel. Keep on being the beautiful, amazing soul that you are, because the right people will find you and the right people will love you, because you honestly deserve that. So stop comparing your pain and your trauma to everyone else's. Stop downplaying it. You're going through a tough time. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. And forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know. You can't go back now and go and undo things that happened 2 years ago or 6 months ago. and don't stop being you. I mean, unless you're a horrible person, right? Then you should definitely do some work on yourself. But if you're not the type of person to be like into the whole hookup culture and you're looking for long term, then keep on looking for long term. Don't compromise on your values and on your integrity because someone broke your heart. I'll chat to you again.